Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it might be the worst kept secret in the world of politics, but today it is going to be officially announced that Joe Biden is going for a second term as the most powerful man in the world. Is he up to the job? Will he win? Who is he up against? Well, our US correspondent Rebecca O'Neill is on the line live from New York with all the answers. Isn't that right, Rebecca?
Yeah, something like that, Jen. Sounds good. Good morning.
Good morning. Rebecca, what do we know already about the announcement?
Yeah, so like you said, Jen, this has been quite a badly kept secret, right? And they've still not officially said, OK, this is going to be happening today. But everyone's eyes are on Washington, right? It's going to at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be like a pre-recorded video that the campaign are going to release a little later. Today.
Okay.
On his diary already, he's going to speak to leaders of the North America's Building Trades Union, right? So that's just a regular presser that he had in. So I'd imagine that that's probably where he's going to take his first, you know, questions and meeting from the media. And then, you know, we're, as the time goes on, going to be hearing more about the campaign as a whole, like when are official rallies and everything going to take place. Overnight here, everybody was talking about the appointment of the top job, Julie Chavez Rodriguez. Now, she's been part of his inner circle for quite a while, and she actually served on Harris's Senate staff. So that'll be, you know, good news for Kamala Harris as well. And yeah, you know, people really, really looking to Washington to see how it's all going to unfold.
OK, now, I don't want to sound ageist, but how are voters likely to react to the idea of a guy who is already the oldest president ever asking for another 4 years?
Yeah. To be fair, John, look, you're not being ageist, right? I mean, look, it is fact, right? You consider the average age of retirement even, you know, and it varies differently across the Atlantic. And let's not talk about France, right? But I mean, he's presently 80, right? He's going to be 81 at the 2024 election at the start. And right, math, at the end of the 4 years, he'd leave his second term as 86 year old, you know, and that's a, you know, it's a significant age. And you're going to hear the word age about a billion times in news conferences on cable shows here. And, you know, you can just imagine how many of those little runs he's going to do at the start of everything to kind of, you know, because he's constantly kind of batting down any questions of his age. He's saying, look, you know, I'm in great shape. It's nothing to worry about. But over the weekend here, the New York Times, their op-ed, right, their editorial, they wrote a big editorial saying that Biden should take voters' concerns about age seriously. Mm. You know, and that's kind of a big deal coming from then as well. You know, it's kind of because, you know, obviously with the Times, and it's they're taking it seriously, right? And also, you know, it's a bit of a mirror to reflect what people have. And that the concerns about age haven't really been addressed by him.
Yeah. Well, an NBC poll last week said that 70% think he should not go for second term. Why would he take on those odds? I don't get it.
Yeah, you would kind of look at those numbers and go, what is going on? You know, and he has been facing skepticism from members of his own party, you know, that and with that poll as well, only about half of Democrats think he should run again. But you know what, Jen? Most of them are likely to fall in behind him, you know, if and when he becomes a nominee, right? I mean, look, at the moment, there just isn't anyone else. Nobody else is stepping up to the plate. And like, you know, talking about age, Biden might be 80, but Trump is 76 and indicted. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And at 76, he's no spring chicken. And, you know, with all the criminal dramas and everything, you know, there have been also a lot of, you know, counter arguments to, oh, gosh, you know, this guy is far too old. Well, look, I mean, you know, what are the other options here? And really, the attempts to paint Biden as old and infirm by Republicans, you know, they're always banging on about how he's doddery and trying to, you know, call him out on his age. They haven't really stuck, Jen.
Okay. Now, listen, you mentioned Kamala Harris there. Is she likely to be part of this run?
Yeah, they're a 2-for-1 deal. So, you know, right. She didn't really win over the public or Washington establishment as much as it was hyped. You know, it was so exciting when she was announced. You know, and with his age, his vote becomes even more important, you know, if he wins, if he becomes ill or can't do his duty. So she's 58. She'd obviously succeed him. And that reality is going to be a big issue. Like, it's going to hang over their re-election bid. They do have a good working relationship. Sources have always come out and really said, though, that, you know, he has been frustrated about some of her work. And that comes across really in the polling for her, too. You know, her polling is even lower than Biden's. Biden's currently at 42.3%. She's 39%. You know, and at the start, she was actually more popular than he was with women, young voters. You know, it was historic. She was the second black woman ever elected to the US. But she has been doing very good lately, Jen, though, on the abortion issue. And this is something interesting that will be really worth watching as the election approaches, you know, how that it's really come as it's been a benefit for the Democrats as a campaigning issue. You know, it's something that she's been able to go to the states where abortion has been outlawed for women, excuse me, and she's really, you know, gotten some good press for it, because a lot of the press beforehand, you know, I mean, she was given some difficult jobs. I mean, okay, Grant, Kamala, you go out and sort out the border. You know, I mean, there's been so many things that have been put on her plate, like with any VIP, that have, you know, that are very, they're going to be hard to, you know, to wave a magic wand and solve. But, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how both of their popularity plays out, you know, in the coming few months.
Okay, well, I suppose that is something. And for anyone who is not into American politics, I suppose, God forbid, if he becomes unable to run or do his job with Kamala, she will run as president. Is that how it works? She just goes, steps into those shoes?
Yeah, for sure. That's the official.
Let's talk about the T word. Trump, you know, is he presuming he'll be up against Trump, or is it just only one possibility? Talk to me about Donald Trump. What's happening in that camp?
Well, Jen, as of right now, yeah, he is the only official Republican nominee, right? He's come out, candidate, he's come out and said that he's running. And as of right now, Jen, actually, it's a very busy morning in New York. Another legal issue for him, right? The jury selection of the rape and defamation case. This is with the writer Mary E. Carroll. She alleges Trump raped her in Bergdorf Goodman. The NYC store Bergdorf Goodman here back in the 90s, mm-hmm. right? He denies it. But basically, the jury is being selected this morning. So this is all kicking off in New York today. You know, he doesn't have to show up for this civil trial. The Georgia prosecutor also came out last night. This was the find the votes, that infamous phone call, which many have said is really the strongest of these kind of criminal cases that have been hanging over them. But look, even with all this, you know, he's still the kingmaker. You know, we have spoken before about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, right? He's been touted as the only realistic competition. He's still to officially throw his hat in the ring. And he's also just signed a 6-week abortion ban, which is going to be wildly unpopular among voters on the national stage. And he's actually been kind of proven he's quite awkward and unlikable outside. He's very popular in his Sunshine State bubble in Florida. You know, we spoke about Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. But, she, you know, she's quite an outlier. So at the moment, yeah, Jen, he's kingmaker. Okay. He's the man, you know.
A big part of any U.S. presidential campaign is cable news. Now, yesterday, there was a major breaking news at the two top networks. What went down there?
Yeah, and speaking of who might be, you know, somebody who would come up against Trump, maybe Tucker Carlson. So he's a former Fox News host. So absolutely, people were losing their minds here, Jen, in the last 24 hours, right? There was a slew of shocking media firings, you know, in the space of a few hours, just randomly. That, you know, so we have Tucker Carlson, who was like Fox's big anchor. We've spoken about him quite, you know, quite a lot in the past. He's their cash cow. You know, he's worth $30 million, Jen. His paycheck, he was taking about $20 million a year. Right?
Wow.
So the official.
That's what the RT newsreaders get paid as well, don't they?
I'm pretty
similar. Yeah.
Why are you wow? Isn't that what all you guys are on?
Yeah, but absolutely.
Look, the official line, right, they quote agreed to part ways. This all came out yesterday. But, you know, it was quickly shown that he had to have been fired. You know, his show wrapped on Friday. He ended his show with Seawall on Monday. You know, he didn't get an official chance or official farewell. And then just an hour after that, Don Lemon news came that Don Lemon was fired from CNN. He's a top CNN anchor, you know, and both of those, right, came a day after NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell. He'd actually been fired for inappropriate workplace relationship. So there's all this like just massive chaos going on in the media world here, and they're just such an integral part of all this politics and the circus that surrounds them. You know, it's just extraordinary pressure on both of the, you know, the two big cable networks at the moment to sort out these big departures.
Okay. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all the news stateside. And there you have it, lads. All that cheering and Ballina must have given them the push to go first. That's all I can think of. We will follow all the news there and keep you up to date on what's happening in the US.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.